Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not a college football expert, so most of the time my reactions, and I think most of our reactions as fans, is what position did they add, and then let me learn something about each guy. So when they drafted Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky, the first thing I see about him, Tiki, is that he has a nickname. And I'm like, okay, cool, what's this guy's nickname? And his nickname is the Yak King.
I saw
that. And when I saw that, I ain't gonna lie to you, I got really excited. Now, do I know if Malachi Corley is going to become a superstar or not? I have no idea. I hadn't heard of him until 2 days ago. But when you are nicknamed as the Yak King and you're going to get to play in this offense with this quarterback, I don't know, man. I got to tell you, I'm a little pumped up about this Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky.
I mean, he feels like a running back to me, I'm just saying, because of his size. Because that was my first thought. He's 5'10". And a half, 207 pounds. It feels exactly how I played. I was 5'9 and a half and 205 pounds. So he feels like a running back. So it makes sense why he's a yards after the catch player or yards after the contact player, because he's stout. He's stoutly built and compact. And, you know, he kind of fits into a role with this jet offense that now has guys that can stretch the field. And. And hopefully Mike Williams is a big wide receiver. He gets healthy. He can be a downfield or middle of the field target. And then you have this other guy who you just throw these underneath routes to, and he catches the ball, splits a tackle, and goes 40 or 50. Right. So it feels like the Jets, you know, wanted to get different types of playmakers, but guys who could be like Breece Hall.
Right.
Right. Take it to the house on any given play. And I think they did a good job with it.
They also, and again, I'm only judging based on the positions, they also drafted not one but two running backs.
Yes.
There's Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin, who's a big, strong guy. And then they went out and drafted this.
He's like 240.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Right.
He could be our Brandon Jacobs. And then they go out and they draft Isaiah Davis. And considering they already have Izzy Abanaconda, and they've got Breece Hall, I was a little surprised they went double running back.
Yeah, well, I think they had so many. How many compensatory picks did they have, Sean? At least two?
I think it was two.
So
they ended up using seven picks in this draft. They added a third round pick next year, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because why the hell not? You never know when that's going to be needed. And then they were trading back. They traded up. They ended up trading up to take Travis, which we'll get to in a second, about his situation.
Yeah, I got lost with the Jets as it was going on and on day three. I couldn't follow what was happening and some of these deals that were going on.
Remember, though, this was a big focus here. The Jets did this and a lot of teams did this. Them taking two running backs at first glance would make people panic. These teams went back to the realm of fast guys that can return kicks.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Now you're going to have two guys deep, not one, because the kick return is back.
I forgot about that.
And by the way, that's what Tyrone Tracy will do
for the Giants.
For the Giants.
So there was more of an emphasis on day three for guys. Even if you were over putting running backs, you might carry five running backs on a team because of how important the kick return is now.
I sort of forget how much of an impact the new kick return rules are going to actually have.
I mean, special teams are a big part of this new NFL. I mean, that new NFL with how the kickoff return has essentially become a scrimmage play.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. It's all everybody spread out. You're only a little bit away from where the returner is catching the football. It's like a scrimmage play. What was I watching? I was watching the UFL. What's XFL or UFL?
It's the same thing now.
It's the UFL, but the XFL combined.
Right. So it's the UFL game, and they had it's the same kickoff rule.
Yeah.
Right. These kickoff returns are exciting.
Oh, they're very much
right because
so,
it's a guy with skill position player in space with the defense like spread out. So you never know what can happen. And it's going to come down to some of these smart special teams coordinators. John Fossil, son of my late head coach, Jim Fossil, is probably one of them. Where they're going to start designing run plays,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the return, so you got to get skill position players. And I think Sean is right. That's exactly why you draft guys like that. And if you get a big running back like Braylon Allen, who you're talking about, right? He can be back there as well, but also maybe as a blocker,
right?
Right. So it's different. It's different types of players that you have to put on your team given the new rules.
The other thing the Jets did. And I had said for weeks and weeks, ignore quarterback. You have a backup quarterback. Maybe you add a veteran third stringer. But Aaron Rodgers is the guy. Mm-hmm. And he's the guy for the foreseeable future. I don't want to have to think about the future. But when I saw they drafted Jordan Travis, who I'd heard of, so I was like, oh, wow, I remember him. FSU broke his leg. Yeah, that sucked. I was intrigued by the idea that he is going to basically learn this year at the knee of Aaron Rodgers, at the knee of Tyrod Taylor. And so as a fifth-round pick, as a guy who can just learn, recover from the broken leg, okay, I don't hate it. Now, how good can Jordan Travis be in a couple of years? Like, is it crazy to think that's the guy who's replacing Aaron Rodgers after Aaron goes off into the sunset delivering the New York Jets multiple Super Bowls? Is that crazy? Forget the Super Bowl part. Put that one out of your mind. Can Jordan Travis be something for us in a couple of years?
He actually might be. He's the classic Joe. Maybe we got something here.
You buy this, right?
Look, you know me, King Jet hater on the show. I think the Jets nailed this draft, and I think Jordan Travis was the icing on the cake because it's the perfect dart to throw and the perfect absolutely no pressure to learn behind Aaron Rodgers and be there.
Fifth-round pick. Yeah. Let him learn, not just from Aaron, but from Tyrod as well.
Well, the only issue is that he's older. So he's 24 years old.
Sure.
So, I mean, he's not even probably in the mix for playing time this year.
No, plus he's recovering from this injury. And right. I think what Joe Douglas said is he was very evasive in terms of, hey, when is he going to be ready? And it almost sounded like maybe training camp. Maybe. Yeah. So who really knows about his recovery?
It's like a redshirt year he's going to have this year.
100%.
Most likely. And that's not a bad thing for a young quarterback. He's undersized, only 200 pounds, 6'1 or so. So, you don't know what his upside is, but you also don't know... You know that he's a really good athlete, and he did some pretty amazing things for Florida State when he was healthy. And he gets to sit and learn from two veterans who are really, first of all, Tyrod Taylor is an unbelievable locker room guy.
Yep.
So he'll be great with him. And then Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. So it's a perfect situation for him because he wasn't going to play anyways right away.
Right. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.